maybe.
How about Chaz Fest? You've been to Chaz Fest
yes.
before, right? And have you played Chaz Fest before?
Yeah, I have. Well, actually, I played with Wazozo last year on the main stage, but we were supposed to play on the side stage. We just filled in for someone last minute, so it was kind of fun.
And how was it playing out there?
It was really fun. I love the Chaz Fest. I love it. It's like, I wish I could spend every year, like, just spend all day there, you know? And actually, this year, I think I will, because I'm playing with two bands.
And what do you like about it?
I like that it's in basically people's backyard, you know, and it feels really homey, down to earth. I like the crawfish bread, like you don't have to wait in line so long to get it. That's nice.
Yeah.
The drinks are always very tasty and very alcoholic, and those are nice. The liquor is flowing.
Liquor's good. Okay.
Liquor's good there. And also, you know, if it rain or shine, people are there supporting one another. It's really kind of has this intimate feel to it. It doesn't feel so like huge festival overwhelming, you know, and there aren't so many choices of music that you don't hear anything. Like sometimes I feel like that at Jazz Fest, there's so much to bounce around and then you end up, you know.
So because they only have one thing at a time, you can really just
enjoy it.
If I know you got to run, let me,
I'm good. I got about 5-10 more minutes.
It's good. Audience. So, and you've been in the audience, and you're playing this year with Wazozo, and strange enough, with some band called Naked on the Floor. I'm not gonna ask you that question
Yay.
Right now.
Naked on the Floor. Woo!
You're also playing right now with a group playing early music, right?
Medieval music.
Medieval
yeah,
music,
talk about nostalgia. You know, I'm going way back.
Yeah, I love that music. So I'm really interested in it, of course. But what I want to know is, here's what I think is interesting. Mm-hmm. We're back in the land of the ostinato, which really went out of favor for 300 years since then. This level of ostinato is now the 20th century is like, whew, we're back there again. Might as well be the Pacha del Canon, except that it's, you know, wild thing or whatever the quote
yeah.
It's the same thing. What's that about?
I don't know. I can't like make an analogy. It's not a direct link with what happened 300 years ago, but I think that like there's like a sensory overload happening in our generation and this time in history. And I think I feel like we're constantly resetting ourselves or going back to what's familiar, just to hold on to something familiar because there's all this stimulus everywhere. But that's my own personal view. I don't know if anybody would agree with me, but I just, that's kind of what I feel is that there's, you know, especially now, like you hear like there's all this music everywhere and then you're constantly communicating with a million people and you're Facebooking and Twittering and MySpacing and there's the iPhone and things do things for you that you don't, and it's out of your control and people need something very familiar to come back to. It's kind of a soothing thing, you know, everyone goes to yoga class now and likes meditation and wants to, you know, listen to emo music and like repetitive chord progression that always comes back to something familiar quicker, sooner than later. And I think that that's because we're on sensory overload right now.
So this is what it's, so it's a kind of, repetition is a kind of way, how would you describe that? Is it a hypnosis or is it meditative or is it?
I don't know. Maybe comforting. Maybe it's comforting to go back to like what's familiar and or maybe it's it with so much stimulus. It's kind of all our brains can take right now.
Do you think that they had this that there was this need in music in let's say in the old music? I'm not saying it's all ostinato. Just struck me this. This is all rolling through my head. But in playing early music, because you're playing early music in a modern time, after all.
Right. That's true.
Do you think the audiences get, how do you think an audience now watching that, or even watching Wazozo, reacts to it differently than an audience that watched that music in those times?
I think that it's just kind of become a rare thing to sit down and listen to unamplified music. I mean, Wazozo does amplify from, you know, a little bit, but it's nothing compared to big rock bands or funk bands and stuff. And like but the medieval band, especially, that's the best example. It's a purist example because we're playing tiny little instruments with gut strings, and if you're not quiet, and even if you sneeze, it's like violent, you know. It's like, so everyone needs to be super quiet to even to listen to it, and it's just rare that you actually turn off any sort of electronic device and sit down in a room for an hour and a half without trying to be quiet and focus on something very soft and quiet. I think that that's, I mean, that's maybe, you know, I think that that's in itself the experience. And then the music itself is also very repetitive, hypnotic. There's that quality to it.
And do people at the scene at the Chaz Festival, something like that, do you feel that that's more in that direction, maybe? That this is like something that could, where it relates closer to those kinds of drives that people are having now?
Yeah, I think so. That it's like organic farming and. but like,
I don't know if it, you know, the folks over there at Truck Farm want to think of themselves as organic. Maybe they do want to think of themselves.
No, it's not. No, and I shouldn't.
I'll ask them.
Yeah, but I mean, like the kind of music you're feeding yourself is more like a good homegrown like food than it is like, you know, something mass produced. It just feels maybe fresher and more like more directly from the human being as opposed to being removed like by like being like in the, you know, 250th row at the Acura stage, you know, with a lot of electricity, you've been a lot of ampage, and it's like, it's just kind of more, it's closer to the human being, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you get to like talk to musicians as soon, you know, and like intermingle with everybody, and it's just, it's more personable human side to it.